The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Chagiga Daf Tezayin. We have on Amud Aleph a Mishnah, which seems to be discussing a halacha, but really giving us an insight into the whole history and development of Torah Shebal Peh. As we know, the Mefarshim tell us on the Mishnah on Tezayin Amud Aleph, which quotes the first machlokes, what's called the first machlokes in the history of Torah Shebal Peh. Yosi ben Yezer oimer shaloi lismoich, Yosi ben Yochanan oimer lismoich. A list of Tanoim who held that smicha is mutar on Yom Tov, smicha is not mutar on Yom Tov. We'll discuss the Pratim and Halacha about the fact that on Yom Tov, like the Gemara says, that Yom Tov, the smicha is like being mishtamish for behema. One is not allowed to be mishtamish for behema on Yom Tov. It was a question whether smicha is doicha that iser. There's a machlokes that from the first generation of Yosim Ezri and Yosim Yochanan continued between different gedolei hador. As the Mishnah says at the end, that this was a machlokes in every door between the Nosi and between the Av Bezdin. And there's four doors of what we call the Zugas, and we learned the first parak in Pirkei Avos. Until the door of Yosi ben Yoezer and Yosi ben Yochanan, there was only one gadol hador. The Seder of Shalshelas HaTorah, Mesiris HaTorah, Midor Lador, there was one gadol hador. Eliyahu Hanavi, Elisha, Yoyada, Chaim Yoyada, Ezrin, Shimon HaTzadik. The first door that there were two gedolei hador, that the leaders of the Mesirah of Chachme, Torah Shebal Peh, is divided into two, one being the Nosi, one being the Abbezin, is the Zugos, four generations of Zugos, and then the Tkufa, the Tanoim of Shammai Behil, and at which point there was more Machlokes. In these four days there was only one Machlokes. The Maral in Ovis tells us that there was something very monumental about the fact that in that door became the standard, became two gedolei hador. And the Maral explains that, Maral says this in several places, a very profound concept, that since Yisrael v'arayis of l'kut shubrichu chadhu, at the point where Klal Yisrael started going into Golus, the point of dispersion, where Yidden didn't live anymore all in Eretz Yisrael, but Yidden started dispersing even after the Churban Bayis Rishon, all Yidden were in Bavel. There was also a kibbutz Golis, so to speak. We didn't have any more all Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, but Yidden were concentrated in one place. And Bayis Sheni, because of the Tzaris and because of the different Shibudei Malchios in the Tkufa of the Paros Amoda, in the Tkufa of Yovan, the Klal Yisrael started dispersing. The dispersion of Klal Yisrael, since Torah and Klal Yisrael are one mitzvus, are one character, are bound together lo netzach, the Torah started dispersing. How do we define the dispersion of Torah? The dispersion of Torah is measured in the fact that there was a lessening of the central authority of Torah. The Shalshelus HaTorah, which had been always central in the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, whether if there was any Sofik in any Bezdin, any place in Klal Yisrael, the Sofik came to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, that's at near Lishkas HaGozes. The Har HaBayis again is the place which is Ma'achid Klal Yisrael, the place where Klal Yisrael gathers together. And that place, the central authority of Torah was carried out, and every Shiloh was Gepaskin, and there were no Chilukei Deis, there were no Machlokes in. Machlokes in Klal Yisrael denotes a state of Hispardus, denotes a state of dispersion. Chilukei Deis means there's a dispersion. Vashteitzach, when there's a Mida Keneged Mida, the second Bayis, which caused the tremendous Golos and the Pizur of Klal Yisrael that we live in today, was mirrored and echoed by the fact that the Bayis Sheni was destroyed by Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam is a dispersion of the unity, the emotional unity of Klal Yisrael, the feeling that all Klal Yisrael, our enzymes, that we're all one mitzvus. Sinas Chinam is the opposite of that. And at that point, Torah also disperses. The first point of dispersion was Yosim Ezri and Yosim Yochanan. That was the beginning of the Tkufa when Yovan was Shalit and Klal Yisrael, before the Netz of Chanukah, about 100 years before the Netz of Chanukah, the beginning of the dominion of Yovan over Klal Yisrael. That becomes the beginning of Shikchas HaTorah, Yovan Shenishtach Ve'Neim in HaTorah. At the same point, it becomes a slight dispersion of Torah. That expresses itself, obviously, in the fact that Machloik is started. Again, the same Mida Keneged Mida, the Maral says. The question that's worth us delving into is why is this machloikis? We know the Maral tells us in many places that when something becomes a landmark in Yiddish history or one of the nisim that were done, big things are not bimikra. The fact that the animal that Bilam rode on and that spoke, the only talking animal in the history of the world, was a chamor, is because a chamor symbolizes something. There's something symbolic about everything that takes place. Why a nes took place here and a nes took place with this person, there's always a specific reason. It wasn't just it happened to be in that way because that's what was necessary at that time. The fact that the first machloikis, which symbolizes the tkuf of zugois, where there was a dispersion of the authority of Torah, and machloikis, which symbolizes a hispardus of the centralized authority of Torah, that the fact that that is a machloikis of smicha b'yomtiv tells us that there's more going on in the machloikis of smicha, rather in the mitzvah of smicha, than meets the eye. So it's worth our while to delve a little bit into the halacha of smicha in order to have a deeper look at the whole, so to speak, the whole development of Torah Shebaal Peh with all the machloikis in Tanoim and Amiroim, which, by the way, the Maral says is not only a negative. If everything would be straightforward, there would be a lot less to learn. The fact that there's so much for every single person who opens up a Gemara, opens up a Mishnayis, to think about, to ponder one way, the other way, do you hear Abaye, do you hear Rava, do you hear Rabba, do you hear Rabbi Yosef, do you agree with Rashi, do you agree with agree, do you hear the opinion of Rashi, do you understand, like the Rambam, the Raivid, the Ktzois, the Sivis, Reb Chaim, Reb Shimon, so on and so forth, B'chol HaDeiros, all that creates L'Hagdol Torah L'Adir, a tremendous Avasat Torah. On the other hand, it's also it's what's preserved Klal Yisrael over 2,000 years in Galus, but at the same time it's also an unfortunate expression of the Galus that we find ourselves in Ad Los Ad Lovi. So let's go a little bit into the Machlokes, into the Halacha of Smicha. There's something very interesting about the Halacha of Smicha. On a simple level, how we understand the mitzvah of Smicha is, the Ramban tells us in the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, that a person, when he brought a carbon, a yid, when he brought a carbon, when Klal Yisrael brought a carbon to Tzibur, the carbon was always symbolic of the person himself. Really, the person himself should be on the carbon, the chaper, on the mizbech, the chaper. Really, the person should be offering himself as a carbon al kiddush Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam sees fit to have us not die al kiddush Hashem, but to have us live al kiddush Hashem when we had this chus as Yidden, to bring a carbon. In the Beis HaMikdash, what happened was we were able to feel ourselves being Nis'ala, and we were able to feel ourselves going up as a carbon Hashem, and thereafter our life became, a Yid's life became more purified. A person who's just felt himself going up in smoke, Ala Mizbeach, is not likely to walk outside the Beis HaMikdash, walk into the nearest pizza store, and order a pie with extra toppings with a bottle of Diet Coke. His mind is probably going to be on more lofty pursuits. He's going to be more dedicated l'avodas Hashem. That was the idea of bringing a carbon. Rabbi Hirsch, Rabbi Shamshon Fal Hirsch, in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, when he talks about smicha, specifically he points out something interesting. He says every carbon is l'cha'ire, a symbolic offering on behalf of the person who's bringing the carbon. But on a deeper level, a carbon had to be brought. It's not that a person can't bring a carbon in his own backyard. A boma that a person builds in his own backyard is shchut echutz, is a chi of karis. Why does a person, if he wants to bring a carbon, have to bring a carbon to the centralized place, the place where all Klal Yisrael gathered, the place that represented all of Klal Yisrael, al hamizbeach? The teretz is that a person, in order to reach madregis in ruchnius, it's not enough for him to grow on his own. On his own tree, so to speak. He has to join up with being part of Klal Yisrael. The same way we don't learn our own Torah. We learn the Torah that belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. Our Avodas Hashem is also a process of growing together with Klal Yisrael. When we grow, when we offer ourselves on the Mizbeach of Avodas Hashem, what we're doing is we're becoming one with the growth process, with the Aliyah, with the Ruchnias, the connection between the whole of Klal Yisrael as a unit and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Says Rabbi Hirsch that the psukim, the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, are memayit certain people that they don't have a chi of smicha. The Gemara says that a isha, a katan, a eved, a goya, suma, a potter mismicha. Very difficult to understand. We understand that smicha is only a private expression. The way the Ramban says, smicha is only a private expression of one leaned on the behemoth, b'chol koichoi, we'll see mitzvah Hashem, that those are the halachas over here being mishtamish b'kotchim. The mitzvah of smicha was to lean on the behemoth b'chol tokvoi, b'chol koichoi, and that, we'll say it, that was a symbolic way, the mitzvah was symbolically to make the behemoth into a shliach of the one who was offering the korban, and thereafter that would be as if he's going on the mizbeach. If that's true, then anybody that brings a carbon should have to be tzvicha. If an isha brings a carbon, the carbon is not representative of her. Says Rabbi Hirsch that the reason why isha, cotton, so on and so forth, are nismayed from bringing from tzvicha is not because, as far as representing the carbon, representing the person, the makriv, on a personal level, these people would also be mechuyev smicha, but smicha is also representative of the carbon representing the makriv, or let's say it a little bit differently, the makriv being a representative of all of Klal Yisrael. Every carbon that was brought on the mizbeach was brought not as a private carbon, can be brought in a private place, that's shchutei chutz. The carbon had to be brought in the place that belonged to all of Klal Yisrael. Smicha means, says Rabbi Hirsch, that the bailim, the makriv of the korban, is representative of all of Klal Yisrael. Those that are not, by definition, representative of Klal Yisrael, a summa, for instance, is chayv mitzvah. We paskin that a person who's blind is chayv mitzvah, but he can't have any public position. He's blind. He can't connect. He can't represent Klal Yisrael. He can't be part of the Sanhedrin. For the same price, a summa, since he can't represent Klal Yisrael, his korban is a private korban. He brings it on the mizbeach. He brings it on the place of all Klal Yisrael. But his carbon is not representative of all of Klal Yisrael. His carbon does not need smicha. An isha is a private. Isha is b'shus bailo. Isha is a private citizen. Her carbon is her private expression. A man can be chosen to be a delegate, to be representative of all of Klal Yisrael. And those all the categories that are potter from smicha are the same idea. Which means that this idea of smicha, if we want to say it In one sentence, the idea of smicha is not so much part of the korban on a private level, but it's part of the korban in creating the connection between the makriv and all of Klal Yisrael. This finds expression in the Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara, in trying to define a korban that was brought without smicha, the korban of course is kosher. Smicha is not makriv. We see over here the korbanos of Yomtiv, according to one side in each of these bali plukta. The carbon was brought without smicha. So the Gemara says in getting a Zvachim, in the Gemara in Zvachim Davov, that a carbon without smicha is keeper gavro, loy keeper klape shemaya. As far as the kapora on a personal level, the gavro, who's bringing the carbon to makriv, the kapora is complete. Loy keeper klape shemaya. Klape shemaya, there's no kapora. What does that mean? Does that mean the carbon was brought? It wasn't mechaper, it was mechaper. The pshat is exactly the way we're saying. On a personal level, the carbon was brought, the carbon is 100%. On a level of full connection with Shemayim, a Yid cannot connect with Shemayim on a personal level 100%. In order for Tfilis to be Niskabel, he has to be part of a minyan. In order to do mitzvahs properly, he has to be part of a tzibur, a tifrish min tzibur. His mitzvahs are not Niskabel. It's one of the kitim of a person whose tshuva is not Niskabel, is a perish min tzibur. Keeper klape shemayim means that at what point does the person who brings a korban on a personal level become one with Klal Yisrael, that his korban is a kapara for all of Klal Yisrael? When the smicha. Smicha means that he's representative of all of Klal Yisrael. His korban is, so to speak, on a certain level, is a korban tzibur. It's brought in the mokum tzibur. By the way, before the Beis HaMikdash was built, there was a concept called a bama. A bama was only mutter when there was only a mishkan, not a Beis HaMikdash. Abama, there is no smicha. The carbon is the same carbon. Oila was brought, Shlomim was brought, Chassas was brought. But what can't be done is to represent that place as representative of all of Klal Yisrael. It's Abama, it's a private mizbeach. Therefore, no smicha was done. So that's the idea of smicha. Ad kama that we understand that that's the deeper level of what smicha represents in the carbon. Not the carbon on a personal level, but carbon on the communal level. On the Klal Yisrael level, then we understand exactly why this machloikis was the machloikis that symbolized the beginning of the era of pirud and machloikis in Klal Yisrael. Chiluke deos, dispersion of authority of Torah Shebaal Peh, the pshat is pashut. The same way there was a dispersion of Klal Yisrael, the time of Klal Yisrael's togetherness, the place where all of Klal Yisrael stand, Ki'ish Echad, B'Lev Echad, around the Mizbeach, was Yom Tov. Yom Tov was supposed to be when Klal Yisrael was Oyle Regel, when they, and this is really the theme of our Masechta, the time of Yom Tov, the Zman of Yom Tov is Miyud for all of Klal Yisrael to come together, not only to celebrate Yom Tov, to get the Kedusha of Yom Tov on a personal level, but to get the Kedusha of Yom Tov on a level of Klal Yisrael that came to be Oyle Regel. The korbanos that were brought by Aliyah L'Regel symbolize that most. As we're learning in these daftim, the ikar expression of the togetherness of the Re'iyah, that's ma'akiv the mitzvah of Re'iyah, the korban of Chagiga, the korbanos of Yom Tov were not korbanos of Yochel, were korbanos of Tzibur. At the point when Klal Yisrael started suffering from a dispersion, from a lack of sense of Tzibur, when there was the beginning of Sinas Chinam, there was the beginning of that Golus, that was Chal on Klal Yisrael, there was the beginning of that Golus that was Chal on Torah HaKadoshah, at that point became Machloikis. The Machloikis expressed itself on Smicha, which is the mitzvah of taking Yechidim and bringing them together in offering all of Klal Yisrael together as a Korban Tzibur, all of Klal Yisrael being Oyle on Mizbeach, and that point became marginalized, that point became compromised. Smicha, the mitzvah of bringing together the Korban, not on a Yochid level, but on a Tzibur level. And Smicha B'Yotif, at the time the Karbonis, that expressed most the idea of the whole of Klal Yisrael being Mekabel Pnei Shechina. Machloikis, which is again an expression of dispersion of Klal Yisrael, a lack of Ki'ish Echad B'Lev Echad Klal Yisrael, all that came together. So we understand that the Machloikis of Smicha B'Yotif is very, very much connected to the idea of the onset of lack of authority of Machloikis, of Hispardus and Machloikis in Klal Yisrael. Just to add one more point, legabe the lomdus of the sugi itself, the whole idea of smicha, that the Gemara says the reason why smicha is problematic on Yom Tov, according to these shittas, is because smicha is done b'chol gufa, it's kilu, he's using the behema, so is he allowed to use the behema? Is a shvus to use a behema? Is that over? Is that doiche Yom Tov or not doiche Yom Tov? The Turi Evan discusses why is smicha mutter all year round. L'chayru, there's an isser v'mishtamish in kotshin, me'ilo. The lav deraisa of using carbon for one's personal benefit, leaning on a carbon b'chol koichoi, he's using the carbon as a chair, as a shtender. Why should that be mutter? Says the Turi Evan that since that's the only way that the Torah commanded a mitzvah of smicha, it's the only way to bring the carbon, is the only way to bring any carbon, the smicha is by leaning on it. So mitzvah se v'kach v'chiyagam na'aseh doich alois haseh. So Turi Evan understands that be'etzim there should be an issur v'shtamshus b'kotchim, but midin haseh doich alois haseh, one is allowed to use the kotchim because it's a mitzvah haseh of smicha. Why don't we learn out, the Gemara has a discussion about whether we say the din of haseh doich alois haseh in the Beis HaMikdosh. Why should we or why shouldn't we say Aseh Doich Alois Haseh in the Mikdash is an interesting discussion for itself, but the Gemara has a discussion about L'chay, we should learn out that Aseh Doich Alois Haseh from the mitzvah of smicha being Doich Alois Haseh and Shtam Shiz Bekoidish. On the other Turi Evan says Kedarkoi, that even though it's Aseh Doich Alois Haseh, but since mitzvah soy bekach, the only way to do smicha is by being mishamish, leaning on the carbon b'chol koichoi. Similarly, the Gemara says in Yevamos that even though Yibum is a mitzvah say, and the lois say of Eish Esach is naseh, is a lois sheyesh bekoros, normally I say it's not doich a lois sheyesh bekoros, by mitzvah say bekach, and that's the only way, then there is tchir. Tosfos says in Yevamos Daf Dal, it's the same idea over here. The only way to do the mitzvah smicha is by being doich a lois say, b'chi agadna, that's not the regular asay, doich a lois say. Tachroinim point out that this Turi Evan does not fit together with a Shita's Haraiva. The Haraiva is a famous Shita, the Haraiva in Teres Koinim. It's brought in different Achroinim. It's even alluded to in different Rishonim. That even, let's say, Noshim, they're not Mukhuyiv B'Smicha, but they're allowed to do Smicha. Which is very hard to understand. If there's a Chiyuv Mitzvah, then we understand that's Doich Alois Haseh. But if there's no mitzvah, how would they be allowed? Not that Noshim have a mitzvah. Noshim are allowed to be Seimich if they want to. Noshim, Seimich, Kois, Rishus. At Kama, that there's no mitzvah of smicha, Noshim are up. A korban Noshim, like we said before, doesn't have smicha. So how is it Derech and Eloisa say? How do you get rid of Eloisa say? This tells us that the pshat in the being able to use the korban and there's no issur being mishamish b'kodesh is not because the mitzvah is doicha the loisa say, but because when smicha is performed, that's not considered using the carbon. Faket, that is the use of the carbon. The carbon is on a different level when there's a smicha. The use, the proper use of the carbon is for the balance to be soimich on it and raise the carbon to a different level. It's not the pshat that there's a hishtamshus of kodesh, but there's a mitzvah say of smicha, and one is doicha the other. The way to use the carbon, the way to maximize the avoid of the carbon is by doing smicha. You're not using the carbon for personal benefit. That would l'chayr be what we see from the Raiva. The fact that the Raiva says that Noshim can be Saimich is because also a woman that wants to make her carbon into a carbon with smicha, there's no mitzvah, she says it's not mitzvah and there's no mitzvah of smicha, but that is not a shtamshus b'kodesh v'keret, she's complementing the carbon, she's adding to the carbon by being Saimich on the carbon. There's another kasha which is miyushiv, by the way, with this point also. There's a kasha, a person leans, in halacha, a person leans on something, a person, let's say, leans on a table when he's davening. How hard is it, let's say, a person's weak, older person's not well, leans on a table during Shemoneh Esrei. At what point is it called not standing anymore? The hagdora of the poskim is that if you pull away the table, he'd fall over. That means he's not standing. The table is holding him up. It's true also, let's say, when one has to say Eidus has to be said Bamido, Kiddush has to be said Bamido Sphere, so Eidus has to be said Bamido. You're allowed to lean on something, but when you lean on something so hard that if the thing would be taken away you'd fall down, that's not called you standing. Eivazoi, the Achroim ask a kasha, the halacha is one is not allowed to sit, one is mechuyev to stand in Nazor. Ein yeshiva Bazor el lamalchei beizdavim yivad. How is a regular person allowed to speak in Nazor? It's called he's not standing. He's not anymore an oimid. The teretz is at kama that what he's doing is he's leaning on the carbon litzorich for the carbon. That's not called he's sitting down in the azara adirava. He's complementing. He's adding to the level of kedusha nazara by bringing his carbon up a notch by adding the smicha to it. So that would not be a zilvum the kedusha sazara, which is normally when one sits over here. That's not called sitting. Not that in halacha it's not called sitting. But in halacha, it's not called sitting in the Azorah. Adirabah, it gives the kedusha of the Azorah its proper place.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.